There is none like you, Lord. There is no one like you. There is none like you, Lord. Forever you are God. You made the earth from nothing, the sun, the moon, and stars. At your command, they all function perfectly and gloriously. Innumerable angels, uncountable spirits, you made them all for your pleasure. You are the Lord of hosts. You made man in your image, according to your likeness. You breathed life to his nostril. This is why he's so special. Man shared part of your nature. Nevertheless, it's finite. What you are that man is not, no one can truly count them. You are the omnipresent. You are the omniscient. You are the omnipotent. Everywhere you are God. Animals, the birds, insects, the fishes in the seas. You are the sustainer of all. To them all, you are God. All the trees in the forest, all the grass in the field, and everything under the earth, no one else made them all. So every day of my life, I will worship your name. I will bow down before you, Lord. In my life, you are God. You give us good families, our wives, husbands, and children, our parents that brought us all. You are so good to us. So every day of my life, I will worship your name. I bow down before you, Lord. In my life, you are God. May your voice be heard in heaven today. There is none like you, Lord. There is no one like you. There is none like you, Lord. Forever you are God. You made the earth from nothing, the sun, the moon, and stars. At your command, your function perfectly and gloriously. There is none like you, Lord. There is no one like you. There is none like you, Lord. Forever you are God. Innumerable angels, uncountable spirits, you made them all for your pleasure. You are the Lord of hosts. There is none like you, Lord. There is no one like you. There is none like you, Lord. Forever you are God. You made man in your image, according to your likeness. You breathed life to his nostril. This is why he's so special. There is none like you, Lord. There is no one like you. There is none like you, Lord. Forever you are God. My share part of your nature, nevertheless is finite. What you are, that man is not. No one can truly condemn. There is none like you, Lord. There is no one like you. There is none like you, Lord. Forever you are God. You are the omnipresent. You are the omniscient. As you are the omnipotent, everywhere you are God. There is none like you, Lord. There is no one like you. There is none like you, Lord. Forever you are God. Animals, the best insects, the fishes in the seas. You are the sustainer of all. To them all, you are God. There is none like you, Lord. There is no one like you. There is none like you, Lord. Forever you are God. Other trees in the forest, other grass in the field, and everything under the earth, no one else made them all. There is none like you, Lord. There is no one like you. There is none like you, Lord. Forever you are God. The air, food, the water, everything that we need. You are the provider of all. What a great God you are. There is none like you, Lord. There is no one like you. There is none like you, Lord. Forever you are God. You give us good families, our wise husbands and children, our parents that brought us up. You are so good to us. There is none like you, Lord. There is no one like you. There is none like you, Lord. Forever you are God. So every day of my life, I will worship your name. I will bow down before you, Lord. In my life, you are God. There is none like you, Lord. There is no one like you. There is none like you, Lord. Forever you are God. Amen. God is great. Now we stand up. I will never stop to magnify your holy name. I will never stop to glorify you, Lord. I will never stop to magnify your holy name. You have done so much for me, so much for me. I will never stop to magnify your holy name. I will never stop to glorify you, Lord. I will never stop to magnify your holy name. You have done so much for me, so much for me. I will never stop to magnify your holy name. I will never stop to glorify you, Lord. I will never stop to magnify your holy name. You have done so much for me. I will never stop to magnify your holy name. I will never stop to glorify you, Lord. I will never stop to magnify your holy name. You have done so much for me. So much for me. Father in heaven, I will never stop to magnify your holy name. I will never stop to glorify you, Lord. I will never stop to magnify your holy name. You have done so much for me, so much for me. Father in heaven, I will never stop to magnify your holy name. I will never stop to glorify you, Lord. I will never stop. You have done so much for me. I will know no failure. I will know no defeat. Jesus is my helper. I will never fail. I will not know failure. I will not know defeat. Jesus is my shepherd. I will never fail. Jesus is my helper. I will never fail. I will know no failure. I will know no defeat. Jesus is my shepherd. I will never fail. Thus says the Lord of lords to me. Thus says the King of kings to me. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. No weapon fashioned against you will ever succeed. I will not know failure. I will not know defeat. Jesus is my helper. I will never fail. I will not know failure. I will not know defeat. Jesus is my helper. I will never fail. Jesus is my helper. I will never fail. God is great. Father, we are thankful to you for counting us worthy to come before you again, to share your word. Thank you so much for your mercy that you are showing to us. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your assistance. Thank you for the knowledge of your program that you give to us. Thank you for the fulfillment of your purpose in our lives. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. In spite of our uncooperative attitude many times, patiently, He guides us, He directs us, He teaches us. Thank you, our Father. Lord, today, be pleased to minister to us. Be pleased to tell us your mind. Be pleased to show us the right path. Everything you say to us today, make it so clear, so understandable. Cause it to be indelibly written on the tables of our hearts. That all the remaining days of our lives will abide by your word. And it shall be well with us. Satan, in our lives, you are a failure. Stay away from this gathering. I order you in Jesus' name. Lord, Holy Spirit, open our hearts again and plant your word therein. Cause it to bring forth good fruit to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. God is great. My God is great. We are still studying from our book titled Money, Riches, and the Good Things of Life. The last topic that we started to study from last week was how not to pursue the good things of life. The previous week, we had studied the right way of pursuing the need and how to pursue the good things of life. And we actually dealt with
the right way of pursuing the good things of life. Last week we said that believers in Christ must have nothing to do with the evil means people of the world, unbelievers, are using to pursue the good things of life. Among such means, as outlined last week, are stealing, gambling, sorcery, cheating, lying, evil works, etc. Somebody who doesn't give enough attention to a thing like this may conclude that we don't need to teach this to believers. How does a person call himself a believer if he's still stealing, if he's still gambling, if he's still into sorcery, cheating, lying, evil works? These are the manners of unbelievers. But I come to tell you that the devil, in his wicked subtlety, often make believers to do wrong things unknowingly. And that is why we need to have very clear understanding of things like this, so that when the devil comes to lure us into them, to push us into them, to draw us into them, to entice us to go into them, we'll be able to say no to the devil. We couldn't go far last week. We spent the whole period dealing with the issue of stealing. And I think, as far as I'm concerned, the time was well spent. We said to steal, according to English dictionary, was to take something unlawfully, to take something that belonged to another person without his permission. And we said that stealing has no respect. That spirit of stealing have no respect for people. We've heard about church leaders accused and in some cases convicted of stealing church money. We even had a whole inspector general of police in Nigeria sent to jail for stealing. Governors, heads of states, presidents all over the world are regularly accused of corruption. This issue of stealing has been glorified by being given all kind of names that gives those who went to it a kind of soft landing and make the evil they do less problematic. So they call it corruption, embezzlement, and so on and so forth. But it is all stealing. And we said, as a believer in Christ, we must make sure we don't go into any form of stealing. Is it the stealing of the money of our employers, the time of our employers? We even talk about wives searching the pockets of their husbands when they are not around, stealing the money they are in. And that is not to change my teaching that the best for every family is for husband and wife to have one purse. Nevertheless, to make the teaching clear, if one and his spouse are not having one purse, it will be necessary to tell one spouse that one was going to take what belongs to him. Today, we are continuing, and the next topic is gambling. Everybody say gambling.
Gambling.
Say it well.
Gambling.
Gambling is defined in the Microsoft Encounter Dictionary as 1. Interactive fab. Play games of chance. To gamble is to play games of chance. To play games such as poker or roulette that involve risking money or bet on horse races or other events in hope of winning money. Two, transitive fab, bet money. To bet a sum of money on the outcome of an event or competition. Gambling is also a major means through which many people are trying to meet their needs today. Let me tell you, how much money is spent on gambling today? If you know it, you'll be amazed. Encyclopedia Britannica claims, and you know that's an authority, that about $10 trillion is spent legally by gamblers or gambling every year. I repeat, Encyclopedia Britannica claims that about $10 trillion American dollars is spent legally by gamblers on gambling every year. Apart from illegal gambling, on which much more money is spent yearly, according to this encyclopedia. When you say legal gambling, you are talking about licensed gambling houses, such as Kalu-Kalu centers, such as pool houses, such as casinos, and so on. This authority claimed that all over the world, around $10 trillion is spent legally on gambling. And it also claimed that those who do illegal gambling, like those people at Ikeja using belts. Hey, I said I will use the belt for you today. Thank God I remember. Who will loan me his belt? I will show you something when we get there. Hallelujah. Those who do illegal gambling spend much more money than those who do legal gambling. Now, if those who do legal gambling spend around $10 trillion on gambling, then how much is spent altogether every blessed year, including this year? They have started spending it again. I work in a gambling house before, so I know what it means. I was in a casino before. There was a casino at Airport Hotel. I don't know if it's still there. No, it's not a place for thousandaires to go. You don't go there if you are a thousandaire. I worked there before. You say, you? When I was an unbeliever now, did I not tell you I live in Egypt before? What about you? Your mama born you in Canaan. We are all from Egypt. In those days, there were three of such houses in Lagos. Six in the whole of Nigeria. One in the Airport Hotel. One in the Federal Palace Hotel. There's an hotel at in Apapa. That's where you have the third one. And I've been to all the three. You say gambling. Who born monkey? It wasn't possible for me to gamble. I didn't have that kind of money. This is where the likes of those big names, you know, that's where they spend their nights. In the night, one by one, they pack their limousine, pack their Mercedes, pack this Jeep, and they enter. And that's where they will be till morning time, gambling. Then there is a special one, apart from the general one, there's a special one meant for wickedly rich. They call that poker. The moderate people, those who come with Mercedes Pigeons, they don't near there. That's where managing directors, chief executives, where they gamble, where they will put 10 million. And they will do the something, your 10 million is gone. Where some people, when they finish all the money in their hands, they put the key of their cars. And it's just like the crow. You know that thing children used to play? You press it by the side, make crow. That's the machine they use. But this time they use hand to do it. Not but machine. Hand. Put it. Crow. On the table you have 35 positions. So everybody that is going to gamble will put his own head. You put your own head. This puts his own head. This put, 10 people can put in the same position. Everybody will put it. But only one hole will win. So when they do all the rest hole, they scrape it. So the one that put his own head will have times 35 of whatever he puts there in 2 minutes. Times 35. So if you put 1,000, when they finish scraping, you have 35,000. If you put 1,000,000, you have 350 million. 2 minutes. So there was one in the east, one in the north, and one in Premier Hotel at Ibadan. Anybody who knows about it, if you hear what I say, will know that this boy truly work in casino. One in the north, one in the east, one at Premier Hotel in Ibadan, one at Airport Hotel Ikeja, one at Federal Palace Hotel Lagos, and one in one hotel, I've forgotten the name of the hotel, in Apapa. They don't open in the day. In the day, the door is closed. So people start to come in from around, I can't remember, maybe around 10 p.m. And when it's around 5 p.m., they have all gone. Now let me read a little of the story of Encyclopedia Britannica. Is lengthy. I've decided to just take a little of it, read it to you. If you have access to Encyclopedia Britannica, I want you to go to gambling and read it yourself. But this is it. A rough estimate of the amount of money legally wagered, that's another name for gambling, wagered annually in the world is about 10 trillion. Illegal gambling may exceed even this figure. In terms of total turnout, lotteries are the leading form of gambling worldwide. Have you heard about lottery before? Government lottery? Mm-hmm. State licensed or state operated lotteries expanded rapidly in Europe and the United States during the late 20th century and are widely distributed throughout most of the world. Organized football soccer pools can be found in nearly all European countries, several South American countries, Australia, and a few African and Asian countries. Most of these countries also offer either state-organized or state-licensed wagering on other sporting events. Don't forget, wagering is another name for gambling. Now, betting on horse racing is a leading form of gambling in English-speaking countries and in France. It also exists in many other countries. Wherever horse racing is popular, it has usually become a major business with its own newspapers and other periodicals. Extensive statistical services, self-styled experts who sell advice on how to bet, and sophisticated communication network that furnish information to betting centers, bookmakers and their employees and workers involved with the care and breeding of horses. The same is true to a smaller extent of dog racing. Do you know they do dog racing? The emergence of satellite broadcasting technology has led to this creation of so-called off-track betting facilities in which bettors watch live telecasts at locations away from the racetrack. You might read more of that from Encyclopedia Britannica. If it is possible for you, I would like to recommend, like I've said, go to Encyclopedia Britannica and read. You will be surprised about how far the world is going into this damnable thing called gambling. A lot of people are into gambling today in the hope of getting a lot of money, through which they will be able to acquire the good things of life for themselves. But in most cases, listen very well, instead of money, they get misery and woes. They get disappointments and regret. I am sure there are people who committed suicide after losing big amount of money through gambling. Small children don't know some of the things we adults know, and they see life in a different way. But all of us need to understand gambling is not a good way of life. When I was small, we were living somewhere there. There was this man that was cursing himself. Whoa, can you me go shaking you come? Timmy Barra Danfo. He wanted to buy Danfo. Is this a Volkswagen bus they call Danfo? He will buy Danfo. Cursing himself because somebody have shown him a secret banker. The time he said he will buy Danfo came, he lost. He did not buy Danfo. All the curses he rained on himself. Oh, do you know that gambling, even in villages, people gamble with this traditional ayo. Ayo olopon. Oh, my pie, oh, monkoko. Bring 1,000, put it down. Oh, yeah, put it 1,000, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 1,000 is gone. How much does that baba make in a day? 250 naira. How much has he wasted in a minute? 1,000 naira. Gambling is a sin. Whatever coloration it is given, whatever way it is glorified, whatever polishing is done to it, gambling is a sin. No believer who wants to please God should dabble into it for the sake of anything, whether unbelief, whatever unbelievers may be gaining through it. It will bring regret in this world and eternal damnation in eternity. Through the trickery and wickedness of Satan, the originator and controller of gambling activities, gambling has been so modernized and popularized today that many gamblers do not know that they are into gambling. I repeat, it has been so modernized and popularized that many gamblers don't know today that they are into gambling. When we were small at Ikeja bus stop for other bus stops like that, you see these people doing a yoje yoje. They come with this indoor card. Put it like this, put it like this, you put money, they do it like this. This one win. I think people from the north were experts in that at Ikeja in those days. It will show you this is blue color, you will win. Red, you will not win. Then you will do it like this. He expects you to wash his hand as he moves. Then you know that the blue color is in his right hand. So when the right hand goes like this, you know, yeah, it ends at point four. You know for sure that's where he puts the blue card. But when you pick the blue and raise it up, now red the day there. You have lost your money. And that one will say, oh God, Bruku, get out of the place. Put down 2,000 naira. Oh yeah. Just two cards, blue and red. Then do it like this, like this. Locate where I put the blue is the game. You look at it very well. You are so sure this is where the blue is. You pick up, now red, they're there. Somebody will be cursing. Say, now juju, that they don't use juju on a trick. I will show you this one. This is another one they use in Ikeja in those days. For gambling, I hope I will be able to remember the way we do it. Put it to my mouth. Who is an expert here that can win? This is what you do. There are two holes. Look at it. This one will win. This one will lose. Can you see it? How do you win? Watch me. I've won. Let me show you how to lose. This one will win, this one will lose. One of them, shall Abby, see me. I've lost. So, if I put down 5,000, and Mala do it for me like that for Ikeja, when my hand come out, I just carry my bag and go. It will carry the 5,000 and go. Do you know that? Even myself, Pastor said, without juju, without anything, if I do it 1,000 times, you will not win once. Unless I want you to win. 1,000 times, you won't win. Let's try it. This will take a little time, but I want children to learn from it, including all those computer games. There is something built into that system that will make you to lose. Who can determine the winning hole? You are so sure. bring your what do you use? Biro. Put it. I want him to win. Watch. Did he win? Because I want him to win. This time I will make sure he does not win. Locate it and put it. One thousand times you won't win. That's what they do at Ikeja. In those days when we are small, we carry all our food money. I go win today. Mamala. Huh? Then when you see that people are reducing, all of them are trying to go. When anybody puts, they make sure that one wins. Hey, not to win. The rest people will come back. 1,000 times you won't win. Somebody say, what's the secret? I don't want you to be a gambler. A gambler. I will show you the secret. It's not like these people that perform magic. When we were at Ibadan, in those days, they rondo rondo. 7-7, Baba. 7-7. It's a popular name. Awolowo lonika fun yin o. Awolowo lo, you know, Awolowo was the idol of the Western people. Awolowo, they used the name of the Baba Oni Baba. Then people will gather. Then he give them paper. Circulate it. Then when it comes to this one, I say, open it. What do you see? Golden wristwatch. Yeah, somebody say, yeah, Ori Mio. He will come there. That one that won golden wristwatch is a member of his club. So that one will carry and say, Mio, Tamon, come on, Lord, call you. And he will go away. You won't see him again. He's a member. They will meet later. All the remaining people will win. Nothing. I can do magic here. Produce biscuits. I can produce handkerchief. I can produce biro. I can produce exercise book with magic, if you allow me. But I don't have time. A child said, oh yeah. Magicians don't just come out from their bedroom and perform magic. To perform magic, they prepare their tools. Rondo Rondo 7-7, those days will come with boxes. The boxes may be three or four. They open it down. It has two sides and it's open. One box on top of the other. Open. You know, box, something like this. The two sides, hold it, are the same. Ihore, ihore. Abi? And you are seeing it open, white color. But when I close it and open it again, you will see biscuit. If I do it here, you will see biscuit. If I do it here, you will see exercise book. You will see biro. You will see handkerchief. I will show you the secret of that one. You know the secret. The box, when they want to start, they won't close it and come and open it in your presence. Before people gather, they have opened all of them down, one on top of the other. If the boxes are four, he can only perform eight magic. By the time he finished the number eight, if you want him to perform number nine, it will be failure. You know why? Inside this box is a plywood cut to the size of the opening on both sides. The plywood is removed, the place is filled with biscuits. The plywood is removed, this one is filled with exercise book. The plywood is well prepared in such a way that when you put it in, it will not be too loose. So biscuit here, exercise book here, plywood on top of the two. The second box is placed. What it gave, do you want to produce handkerchief here, plywood on top. Biro here, plywood on top. That's how they open all of them. When it's time to perform the magic, hey, yeah, me, oh, Baba, me, oh,
can you call back all our
woe? And Clelefe, biscuit.
Biscuit!
What's he doing? For the plywood to fall. Then do like this. The plywood has not fallen. He said, wow, our year one be. They don't want me to do this. Oh, I go. When is it that he has fallen? He said, you eat biscuit today. Oh, yeah. The plywood there has fallen to this side. Then you can see the biscuit under. They see one magic inside here. He places it down and continue with his ceremony. When it's time to perform the second miracle, he comes again and open the box to this side. When he's through with two magic, with this one, he drops it, carry another one. By the time you ask him to produce what he did not prepare inside the box, he drives you away and calls you, say you are jail or something. Children, some children are still foolish today. They go to Kalu. That one now Igbo magic. This one a black man magic. You see, Australia, they get their own. Chinese, they get their own. American, they get their own. Britain, they get their own. The devil doesn't have anything good to give to anybody. Don't you see elderly people with this what type of spectacle? Sitting in a pool house. Palm any tree from four. That's their normal language. Palm any tree from four. It's equal to hunger for the family, sorrow for the heart. Some baba, they will see like nursery school children in a pool house. Carry the paper they used to forecast. What are you forecasting? Do you know that one I told you that Oyinbo use hand in your presence? Casino. Boris. You know that thing children used to play now? That they press by the side and the Boris will roll, fall into one of the holes. It's the same thing, but now they use hand. You see the man sitting down with you, carrying the Boris in your presence, and then put it to the corner of the something and roll it. And it goes until the body slows down and then about to fall into point 17, jump to 20, jump to 30, jump at last 34. Do you know that some stupid idiot still carry paper and forecast where to fall the second time? Can that forecast be meaningful? But the devil is wicked. It is what I say. I work there. I think we got uniform. Airport Hotel Ikeja. When you enter, I don't know the condition of Airport Hotel today. I have not been there for long. Airport Hotel was number one hotel in this area in the 70s. Number one. Followed by Federal Palace Hotel. Federal Palace, maybe that one will be more than this one. I think it was newer. I can't remember. But in this area, if you say standard hotel, it was Airport Hotel. Immediately you enter Airport Hotel, it's by your right hand side. You see that house. If you have been entering in those days, you see that place, they don't open it in the day. Casino. Now only 3 days Lagos. Six in the whole of Nigeria. People still forecast it. All the forecast they do today, you know the forecaster, they sell their banker. In sealed envelope, they sell it to you. They give you four banker. Take any three. In many cases, na lie. Everybody say na lie. Now, through the trickery of Satan, people are made to waste their money to buy what they do not really need because of the hope of winning the big things that are attached to them. Even producers of goods today use gambling system to sell their products. Starting from things as small as ordinary soft drinks. You've not heard that when you open the cover of Coke,
you see Jeep inside.
You've not seen it. It's gambling.
You say, what do you mean? It forces you to buy Coke when you will have bought Fanta. It forces you to buy Coke when you don't even need either Fanta or Coke. A lot of children will have used their money to buy bread to eat. Will go to buy Coke because of hope of what? Winning something. That is gambling. That is gambling. Recharge cards. You've not heard about gambling through recharge card. If you recharge now, you are likely going to win a Toyota or something. My phone. They always send it to my phone. If you send a 007 to 022222, you may be the lucky winner of Toyota. Kenikon is doing this. Kenikon is doing that. I want to tell you, don't spend one kobo. If you spend it on you, you know what I've told God? Leave me alone. I know how to make it without you. I repeat, as a believer, if you go into any form of gambling, whatever coloration it is given, what you are using your action to say is, God, leave me alone. I know how to make it without you. I repeat, as a believer, if you go into any form of gambling, what you are using your action to say is, God, leave me alone. I know how to make it without you. But Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. Let's see whose word will stand at the end of the day. Do you know that people go to buy expensive cars, equipment, and many other things that cost real money only in the hope of winning something? Many times, these are things they don't really need. But since the buyers have decided to use that method to sell their product, they are able to sell fastly. So 1,000 people will buy, only one person wins. They say it's luck. I remember that was a form of gambling in the 70s that makes you to buy, was it lottery or what name do they call it? When you buy it, you will send, I think it was a 5 naira. You send 5 naira to, was it to 4 people or 5 people? You send 5 naira. They will buy it, they will send 5 naira. They will, another one will buy it, they send 5 naira. After some time, 5 naira will begin to come to you from various. None of you can remember that thing. I don't know what name they call it in the 70s. 5 naira will begin to come to you. Come to you. Come to you. Anisha Oshembe. Yes, sir. So come to you. Iro. Come. The devil doesn't have anything good for anybody. Praise the Lord. Do you know there are so many other gambling activities, specially organized by Satan and his agent, to create men problems? I've thought about kalo, coins in those days. I don't know if they still do it. There were many shops in Ikeja in those days. Many. Sir? Jackpot. And we call it kalo. We call it jackpot. The machine looks like Chinese made. Who knows if it's American made? Big sophisticated machine. Where you put the coin, it will make korororo. Then when you pull the something, kalo, your coin is gone. You put another one. There is a place where they give change it your notes for you. Put another one. Kalo, put another. Kalo, put another. Hello, it was that kalo that sounds that made Yoruba to call it kalo. Then when you are about to go out of the place, I'm sure there must be demons in charge of those machines. You say, have you been there before? What you mean? There any more money? Why? As you are about to go out like this, you are inside the tray. The tray is made of a stainless steel. So when coins fall into it, it make noise. They don't use plastic. I'm sure the maker did it deliberately so that whenever somebody wins jackpot, everybody around will be aware. Oh, jackpot. You come back. Your transport money, you change it and give it to Kalo. Kalo.
Kalo. The last one say, you chant incantation or whatever. Eli, now last money, if I know win, I try, I go try Komo. You put up, and that machine is wicked. Immediately you put it, Kalum. Then you track home. What about Baba Jebu? I'm sure there will be Baba Jesha one of these days. What about Lotto? And the Baba of them all, Casino. Do you know that some of these gambling something is actually organized by governments? That's why they call some government lottery. Government. And those that are not directly organized by government charge them. They pay very big tax. And because of that, government are always behind them. They did it in such a way that the result will come out on Sunday morning. It usually made pool bettors to go to church late on Sunday. I don't know if they still do it that way. You will do the playing, then on Sunday morning you go to church. And on your Sunday, you call them out. On your Sunday, you call them out. And the operators, they are so wise. They don't allow you to come and hear from them. They will write it on the board, place it outside. But you actually, your luck always my request. Number alone win. 37, 40, 48. Only 43. When you get close, I say, 48. I won't cry you down. Cry. Betting connected with indoor games such as Ludo, draft, what card, traditional IO. Betting connected with sporting activities such as football, wrestling, boxing, judo, karate, etc. Brothers and sisters, a greedy person tries to get rich quick, but it only leads to poverty. Proverbs 28:22, New Living Translation. Proverbs 1:19, such is the fate of all who are greedy for gain. It ends up robbing them of life. New Living Translation. Gambling may bring temporary relief and enjoyment, but the end of it is usually bitter. I want to give you some stories. Three. I took these stories from a dictionary of illustration by James C. Heffley. I bought that book not too long after I gave my life to Jesus. It was a book of illustrations. And that book has proved to be very, very useful to me. Though these days I don't often consult it. Now, story number one, listen. 4 years after he won, these are facts. I've told you the source, I still have the book. 4 years after he won $400,400. 4 years after he won $400,400 on the football pools. John Nicholson, a second-hand car dealer, told the London newspaper that his wife had divorced him, meaning that the money he got through gambling could not sustain the family. He had been jailed for a month within these 4 years. He owes his bank $44,880. Only 4 years after he won. It was happy before that win. Sorry, let me read it correctly. I was happy before that win, he said. I cursed the day I won that money. When you win lottery, you spend. Before you know it, you have finished what you won. You are now spending what you have saved and spending your tomorrow along. It's a trick of the devil to prepare you for prodigal spending, wasteful spending. Story number two from the same book. Another winner, Alan Bainbridge, hit the jackpot in 1959 like the Nicholsons, Babri and his wife moved up in living and spending. One day, after 33 years of marriage, Babri drove off in his limousine and never returned. He left a note that said only, "I'm sorry." Ayetemi Oniyori is sorry. That's the end of the gamblers. No peace, no joy, no satisfaction. Riding limousine. You say, where did he end with limousine? Maybe he's under the sea somewhere, under lagoon or somewhere. He drove himself to nowhere. Story number three. Changing fortune of seven tycoons. In 1923, seven men of wealth met at the Edgewater Beach Hotel in Chicago. Their combined wealth total more than the worth of U.S. Treasury. I think about that now. Seven men. If you bring all their monies together, they were richer than America. That's the meaning. Richer than America. For years, they have been held up by journalists as a sample of success to youth. But 25 years later, a check was made. These are facts. This is not a ngati ngati. The book I'm talking about was published by Sondervan. Anybody who knows about Christian books, you know Sondervan, Moody Press, and the lies. They are the number one in the world. Okay. The seven, hear their story. Charles Shewop, president of the largest independent steel company, had died penniless. So, Manzonja penniless. Arthur Cotton, millionaire wheat speculator, had made the disappointing end. We don't know what that means. Richard Whiteney, president of the New York Stock Exchange. You know, if you write this, somebody will find out. President of New York Stock Exchange has served several years in prison. Albert Failey, a member of the presidential cabinet, had been pardoned from prison so he could die at home. Jesse Livermore, the greatest baron, Wall Street, had committed suicide. I'm sure you know what they call Wall Street in America, where you have the stock exchange. Okay. Leon Frasser, the president of the Bank of International Settlement, had committed suicide. Avan Kueja, head of the world's greatest monopoly, had also taken his own life. Even the hotel had been demolished. The bitterness it brings in the world is little compared. The bitterness it brings in the world is little compared with the eternal regret it will bring in eternity. A true believer in Christ must never have anything to do with any form of gambling. James C. Heffley. Children, he won, he has made it. Wait and see the end. You say, what is the connection between the jackpot and the suicide they committed? There is a devil in charge of the jackpot. There is no evil activity going on anywhere that the devil doesn't have his representative in charge. When you go that way, you may win. The devils take over your life. They dictate to you how you spend the remaining days of your life. It's like those who go into sorcery will soon get to sorcery. The devil takes over. He dictates to you. You can't reason normally again. There are those who say, if I win, I'll take Bible. I come to church. I give money to God. You see them when they are doing, what do you call it? This gathering of money. What do they call it in churches? Not anniversary. donation. Ikowojo, what's Ikowojo?
Launching. You see them, they come in their big agbada, in their big coats, in their sometimes naked.
I'm going to put down $10,000.
And the pastor say, everybody said God is great.
Do you know where the money is coming from? Owo ya. Ejo ma pin ni. I say, pastor, is that why you don't do launching? I don't do launching. Oh, I don't get boldness to suffer for hell. Oh, not even for this world. Say, the pastor, they get boldness. Some pastor don't worry. Go by there, you see. Some of them even think that there is a way they can bribe God and God will change his mind. Don't be deceived.
Surely,
only temporary financial relief can be gotten from gambling. For us to have peaceful and permanent financial solution, we must not dabble into gambling, which is not only disappointing but also damnable. We must look for money only the godly way.
So when pastors preach prosperity in their churches, many times they don't draw a line. And the members hear that it's just money. Lagos here, all of you know the church. It's only, I will not call the name today. The church had a bank. And members were drawn from various branches that were real members and were economists or what do you call them? Bankers to take care of the bank of the church. And one of the, was it cashier there, stole about how much? It wasn't very big money then. I think it was whether 4 million or 40 million. And when they got to know and arrested her, and police were querying her, she said Sister Lagbaja was their manager. And they knew how much was in her account when she came in, and how much was in the account later. I've forgotten, they mentioned the amount. It's like somebody having, maybe, I'm not sure, I can't remember, but I just say this. It's like somebody having 400,000 in her account when she became the manager of the bank. And about a year or something, she's now having maybe like 10 million, 20 million in the account. And they knew that her salary for the whole period, if you total it together, is not up to 1 upon 10 of what she's having. Then she said, I've jammed them, mixing them together. I can't remember the whole story, but I remember this one. The woman said, it was the pastor's sermon. Pastor said, we will become rich using all the available means. I can't remember. Something like that. The word available, all, they there. Available, they there. Something like, we become rich using all the available means. He was preaching to the church. You become rich using all the available means. Then when he now saw that the account of the church is available, he became rich through it. Lagos. Let's move to the next one, sorcery.
Everybody say sorcery.
Microsoft Encounter Dictionary describes sorcery as witchcraft, the supposed use of magic. There are two types of magic. The one I describe are, how do I call it? Trick. But there is real magic that is supported by demons fully. They actually perform things like look like miracles. Like a magician filling a bowl, a bath, a container with sand, cover it. Then after the chanting of whatever, open it becomes rice. You know that is more than the one I was talking about. You say that's extraordinary. Pastor, you know that one too? No, I don't know. And I pray I will never know it. Now, in these perilous last days,
There are so many people who think that the only way they'll be able to get the good things of life they need is by going into all kinds of satanic activities, pastors inclusive. Some people are actually making money through sorcery, especially in Africa. This is why there are so many missing people, both young and old. Have we stopped to have missing people in Lagos? Huh? It's a daily occurrence. You don't see stories like that in the front pages of newspaper any longer because they are no longer news. It's no longer special. It happens so regularly that journalists felt that that would not sell their paper. A brother was telling me yesterday that he took one of our books to a pastor. He needed to visit the pastor, and as he was to leave, he gave him one of our books titled "The Greatest Lie in the Church Today." Which one is it? Okay, those people who died came out. Is this one I'm going to read? The brother said, "It has died down." Did I not tell you it has died down? But I was told the pastor said, "Die down, bro. Maybe in your area. It's still scattering churches here. Maybe in CD, it's flying." I beg you. The devil knows what he has planned. He knows what he is doing. And he's doing them with all seriousness. We still have a lot of missing people all over Nigeria. Somebody was telling me the story. I think he read it in newspaper. I can't remember the person. A few days ago, that they said they met a man. Did I read it directly myself? It's in Nigeria. They met a man and his wife in their house. They have been slaughtered. Some parts of their bodies have been removed. It's still happening. If you travel along some major highways, you see dead bodies along the road. They are not all accident victims. Some of them are victims of ritual killers. The one they left the body by the road for the family to have it to bury. Their own case is even better than the one that are carried away never to be seen. We have heard stories in mass media about those who use things like the following for money making. Human beings in general. That's very common. Newly born babies. Hunchbacks. Abuke. Albinos. Afin. There was a country, one of these African countries, is it Ivory Coast or where, that albinos generally had to go underground. Because anywhere they see them, they said, I think they said there was a particular juju person that ordered that albino would make a lot of people rich and was using it to help them. And those who wanted to be rich were searching for albino. Your brother, your sister, your neighbor, anybody, albino, then low now, man, you can brook near Timbari, man, low, yonder. Some use pregnant women, some use elderly people. Some use parts of human bodies. I wrote in a book titled, is this immunology? About a place in, I think it should be somewhere in the east. I hope it's not Port Harcourt. Where they arrested a hawker, hawking human body. And it don't kill a yarae. And he gave the prices. Tongue goes for Kinikon 1,000. Private pass go for Kinikon 1,000. Kinikon 1,000. You say, who are our customers? She had our customers. And before you say, hey, East Lagos, Clifford Oji. Children, you heard about somebody called Clifford Oji. Mboloa. Sally. Clifford Oji. Sir? 7 or 8. Okay, the place. You still remember, Baba? I want to go back. I don't know. I don't think I'm going. On that bridge. He behaved like a madman in the day. We're in Amasi.
don't know him in the night, you know he's not mad.
Kidnap the person. Slaughter. Then big men will come with big cars, pumped by the madman, to buy the human parts. When they have sold all the sellable parts, he cooked the rest and ate. Until they arrested him. Along Lagos Apapa Express Road. Oh, that quick bus stop. 7 or 8, have you? 7 or 8 bus stop. The whole Lagos had it. They arrested him. We don't know how far, but the story we had was that the rich men have succeeded in rescuing him. That's what they said. I don't know. But at least we all heard that he was selling human parts. If there were no buyers, will he continue to be in business? It is very common in Lagos, Nigeria, just like in other big cities of the world, to come across this on the street human bodies, such parts, some parts such as tongues, penis, vagina, eyes, ears, etc., of which have been removed for money making rituals. The common belief is that the lives of those who made juju money are usually cut short. Apart from this, such people do not have rest and peace of mind. You need to get that in your heart, that those who do juju money, many of them do not succeed. In fact, most of them don't succeed. After killing their wives, they still don't make the money. Those who succeeded, one important thing they will not have: peace of mind. Because the devil never planned anybody will enjoy anything. He only brought it to ruin their lives. And when they die, do you need to be told they go to hell? Hallelujah. Believers in Christ are expected to walk normally and harmony. He is not to look for it through unnatural means, and this may lead to satanism and other evils. Listen, Jesus provided money to pay tax of Peter through the fish. Abi, that is not God's normal way of giving money to his people. The normal way of giving money to his people is to make his people to be blessed. And how are you become blessed? Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Now, we use this primarily for offering in the church. Am I correct? But do you know that when Nigeria gives crude oil to America, America gives dollar? Eh? When South Africa gives gold to the world, he rakes in Deutschmark, pound sterling, American dollar. For you to be blessed, you must have something to give. I've never said this in this church. I'm about to teach you something we have never discussed. Listen. For you to be blessed, you must have something to give. Say it. Give, it shall be given unto you. It talks about offering, but it's not only offering. I'm teaching you something. Listen, children, when you are sent to school, your parents send you to school so that you will have something to give tomorrow. You acquire knowledge that many people don't have. There's nobody in the world that has knowledge of everything. Do you have anybody like that in the world? That is a carpenter, a welder, a bricklayer, a tailor, a teacher, a pastor, a gardener, a zoologist. Do you have anybody like that? Nobody is as talented as that in the whole world. Not Bezalel, not Aholiab, that knows everything. Each man has his area of specialization. When you have something you can offer, big men who don't have it will come to you to get it. And when you give it to them, they too will do what? They give you something. So when carpenter assists in building share, rich people will pay for share. When tailor assists in tailoring their clothes, rich people will pay for the cloth. Do you know that poor people will pay also?
The program of God is that people will come to give and give and give to you as you have something also to offer. Now, when you go to school, instead of reading your book, you decided to go about with vagabond. You decided to waste your life. You are preparing yourself to have nothing to give. When you have nothing to give tomorrow, nobody gives to you. Why are you sitting down before me? Because I'm Yoruba. Because I'm a Lagosian. Because I'm tall. Is it because I'm short? I'm light in complexion. Why are you sitting before me? You are sitting before me because you know I have something to do what? To offer. If you don't have anything to offer, you are not preparing to do well in life. That is why you see some elderly people, agbalagba, when they feel that what they have to offer is not enough for them to earn something, they decided to go to learn more. About 3 or 4 years ago, we are told that the best law student in Lasu was a 65-year-old man. I said, what is 65-year-old man looking for? Going to read law. It's rare for a 65-year-old man to be better than children of 25. Because the older you become, the duller your head become. Am I correct? Nevertheless, the man pursued it and made it. 60. Lagos, not America. And you see a child that is just 18 years old. Say, me, olori iwe. Olori pongpong. Olori igi. Oloma share guitar. If you are going to learn a trade, you learn a trade that can earn you something tomorrow. Give. He didn't say receive and then give. He says give, then you will receive. So you must have something to give. You must have something to offer. That's God's method. Everybody say that's God's method. Then how will you be given? What will be given to you will be given to you by other men. He said give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over shall men give to your bosom. Men will give it to you. Now, how will they give it to you? It may come in form of wages, salary, in form of gain after you have made business, through business transaction, sales of goods. It may come in form of gift. But gift, unless you are a beggar standing by the roadside, gifts are often given for a purpose. What did I say? Think about the people you have given special things before. Apart from tipping a beggar with 10 naira, 5 naira. If you see somebody goes to buy a car and dash another person, go and find out there is something between two of them. Hey, down there, down. Yeah. Eh? Somebody entered my office a few days ago. And the first thing he did, he said, this is from me and mommy. They brought cloth to me and mommy. He said, Shebi, you don't collect it like that. I know you not collect. I could not reject it. The fellow is above 70. A pastor that I prostrate to greet and say, yes, Ato. Whose gifts in the past I must have rejected. But the way this one come, I could not say anything that, thank you, sir. He said, why did he bring it to you? He said, if I'm going by the roadside, you will come give me cloth. Hey, down there, down. There must be a reason. In most cases, you have given something. It may be a smile. It may be a respect. It may be money. It may be attention. You have given something. I've never taught you this in this church, I'm sure. I'm learning it also. Give and it shall be given unto you. If you want to make it in life, make sure you have something to give. Tell your neighbor. Some people go to learn carpentry, they never know it. You say, where are they? They are everywhere, including Bible pattern.
the wife will be complaining. That the wife will research it. My husband, I don't get work to do. When they are begging others, please come and do my work. I say, I'm busy. Please come and do my work. I'm coming. I have a lot on my hand. And there is somebody sleeping at home. No job. Why? He has nothing to offer. Let me read Job to you, 42 verse 10. How God gives to his people. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters, and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house. Did you hear this? Eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord, they said, had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. Who blessed Job? Job. God. Through who? Through men. They even brought earrings. Some people say if you use earrings, you go to hell. But the Bible says God blessed Job with earrings here. How do you join the two together? Whether it is called sorcery or not, any form of manipulation done by men to make money outside the normal human to human transaction is most likely to be sinful and satanic. If somebody gives you anointing oil or anything that increases the money in your bag, in your purse, in your bank account, without you putting more money there, is satanic. Whatever unbelievers may be getting through all the satanic means they are using to make money, believers in Christ are never to copy them. Leviticus 18:3 says, after the doings of the land of Egypt wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do. After the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do, neither shall ye walk in their ordinances. You know what that means? Evil of the past, evil of the future, you must not be part of it. The ones you knew in the past, as a sinner, the one that are coming up newly, the devil repackaging, presenting, and using to get even believers to his side, may you not be part of it. Leviticus chapter 20 verse 23 says, and ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhor them. Jeremiah 10:2, thus said the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the sign of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. Another means they use to make money that we must not use is lying and cheating. I may not need to talk much about this because we have talked about stealing. Nevertheless, this is another means they use to make money. Scarcely is there any type of lie people cannot tell so as to be able to get money. Sheets of today often promise their victims what can never be possible. Some will tell their would-be victims that they have huge amount of money to transfer from one location to another, and that they need somebody's account to move the money to the desired locations, on the promise that the account owner will be paid very big amount of money as commission. In many cases, in the process, the money in such accounts will be stolen by the fraudsters. Somebody was living in a house there. House opposite Bible pattern. There are about three houses that are opposite Bible pattern. In fact, four houses that are opposite Bible pattern church in Harmony side. Three in the front, one by the side. I won't tell you which one. In one of those houses, somebody was living then as a tenant. I think he was riding a white Mercedes car. He was a tenant in that house. And he wanted to dupe me. He came here. That was the time they had crisis in Ivory Coast, a change of government. He came to tell me that the former military people there that had been removed were having huge amount of money that the new government didn't know about, and they want to transfer the money to Nigeria for safekeeping. And they have contacted him to assist them, and he's assisting them to transfer the money. All he needed from me was prayer that it will be a success. I said, go and come back. He left. He said,
if it requires fasting. Even today, I've not eaten. I've given you, I said, one of those four houses. And I've given something that is key to knowing the first look. I said, was riding white Mercedes Benz. I've almost called his name. I'm not sure he's still there. All you need to do is to enter one of the four houses and ask, did anybody using white Mercedes Benz ever live here? You cannot do investigation and not get the fellow. But the fellow will not confess he did it because I have nothing to use to hook him. Thank God I did not call it the name of anybody. Transferring money from Ivory Coast to Nigeria. He won't take me. All I needed to do was to assist him to do what? To pray. If it will require prayer, fasting, he said, I've not even eaten today. Meaning that he noticed that as a man of God, maybe I've not eaten that morning. We'll join hands together to do what? Fasting and prayer. I said, go and come back. By the time he came back, I was in my office. I said, somebody, I said, go and tell him I don't do such prayers. I did not even come out to talk to him. I don't do such prayer. Ole buruku, omo ishu. He said, are they transferring money from Ivory Coast? He said, yeah. Any wafa? Many pastors have been duped when they told them there is an oil deal. Oil, black gold. As I know a pastor, I can't remember the name now or who exactly, but I remember I know a pastor that they said they were going to go to oil business and they went to borrow money, gave to frost out. There are also so many churches that are established to do people. I think I talk about those who promise, to assist in procuring a visa. Collect money from all their members and then close down the church. If you desire the blessing of God, plain business. Everybody say plain business. Plain business. Say it again.
Plain business.
Say it once more. Make sure if you desire blessings to come from God, you don't cheat anybody. Big men cheat poor people. Do you know some poor people cheat big men? They employ you to work for them. You won't do half of the work. You collect the money. Listen very well. I'm telling you the truth. Whenever we employ laborers here to work for us, there's a scripture that always rings in my heart. He said the wages of laborers are crying in their pocket. So whenever they work for us, I try to ask myself, am I sure their wages will not cry in my pocket? And those who are in charge can remember now that there are times I say, pay him his money. And they pay him. Then I say, give him 500 naira more. There was one recently. The fellow was to work for us. As they started the work, we discovered that he couldn't do the work. We slowed down the rest workers. And we said, sorry, you can't do the work. We told the person who brought him. He said, I'm trying. I will soon know it. I said, well, you cannot use this work to learn work. You will spoil the roof for us. So you have to come down. If I have to go there myself, I said, oh, Benny, come down. You can't do it. He has not done any work. He came down. I said, give him 500 naira for transportation. When that one offered transportation, he said, are you giving 500 naira? If I collect money from you, I collect money. Who gave you job to do? The one they ask you to come and do, you don't know it. And really, he didn't know it. He has not done it before. He want to learn it. I said, this work is too important for us than to allow you to use to learn work. Look at a carpenter wanting to roof a place. You put the nail, bang, 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 wrong place, there is hole. You put the nail again, wrong place, there is hole. How do we block the hole later? So I asked him to come down. I told him, even that one I gave you, I just help you for transportation. Do you know, I later called the person that gave him money. I said, give him more. He was so happy, he came to me and said, thank you, sir. But I didn't want his wages to cry in my pocket. I wanted him to cheat us. And that's my dealing with. If you know me, I'm a business person. You say, are you a businessman? You don't know that pastoring work is a business? God's business. I do it like a businessman. I don't waste money. I spend by the grace of God prudently. Some people come, they think that this one a pastor. You go do what you like. Oh, Benny, the work you have done does not worth 1,000. So your money is 800. He says, the way you behave, that's the way I behave. You do work for the money you are paid. So if you think you come to work in a church, you just, some man will come, they go to sleep. I say, well, in the night, you will go home empty-handed. But whatever be the case, I make sure their wages does not cry in my pocket. Everyone here knows that there is something else I don't want. I don't want a situation whereby a worker worked for us. He went to bath. Why is bathing? You are not preparing his money. After he has finished bathing, he's now waiting for his money. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. If you are the one to pay him, you want to see my red eye. Because anybody that walk in hope, immediately he finishes. This is your money, and let him go. I don't want people to work for me with the hope that he's going to get 2 naira. When in reality, I want to pay him 1 naira. I want him to know from the beginning, your money is going to be 1 naira. I'd rather give him 1.50 naira, 150, at the end of the day, than to let him feel he's going to get 2 naira, and then he gets 1 naira. No, in dealing with people, the way you don't want God to treat you, don't treat them. Mm-mm. Don't treat them the way you don't want God to treat you. Do you know that some poor people cheat rich people? Some workers will be spending the time of their employer to do jobs elsewhere, collecting money. It's a good way to wretchedness. We have to stop here. Hallelujah. If we are going to make it through God, we do good jobs. What, everybody? We have talked about that before. I don't need to spend much time. To do good job is to do the kind of work that God will do with you. If you work in a beer factory, don't expect God to be on your side. If you are the driver of tobacco vehicle, God will not be on your side. If you work in a bar, helping them to mix whiskey, brandy with ginger ale, God will not be on your side. You cannot work in a gambling house and expect God to bless that work. You cannot be the one in charge of room in an hotel where prostitutes bring their customers and say God will bless you. Do the kind of job you will be happy saying to Jesus, this is what I do. And to close, we read from Ephesians chapter 4. It says in verse 28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needed. The thing which is good. Don't say because you are looking for money, get any job and go to do it. There was a brother here that was offered a job in a tobacco company. He will be paid a very big amount of money. He never knew. This recruiting firm wanted to recruit him. He's a multinational, this, that. They are into the process. At the tail end, he now said tobacco company. He told me that they said tobacco company. I said, you know, it's no way. I've told them, Emike. There are those who say, I'm only an accountant in Guinness. You are helping them to count the money so that they will produce more madness for people, broken homes, accidents on the road. And you think God will bless that work? Stand up and let us pray. Jesus, hear me, bless me. He will do it. Say it. Jesus, hear me, bless me. I will be all my life always serving you. Jesus, hear me, bless me. Everybody sing it now. Jesus, Yarama, bless me. Jesus, Yarama, bless me. I will do always serving you. Jesus, Yarama, bless me. Let's pray. Father, give me the grace to abide by the truth. Anybody who wants his blessing to come from God must follow the way of God. You cannot do work for Satan and get your pay from God. I've just given you a quotable quote. You cannot work for Satan and get your pay from God. It's not possible. You can't work for Satan and get your pay from God. Father, give me the grace. This your part I've been shown. I will follow all my days. Help me, my Father. Help me, my God.
Name we have prayed. Father, we are grateful unto you for what you have taught us again today. We appreciate you for the knowledge you have given to us. We pray that the grace to make use of this knowledge to our benefits grant us in Jesus' name. We have seen those areas, those ways through which people make money that we believers in Christ must never dabble into. Give us the grace, however lucrative such means may look like, never to touch them in Jesus' name. You have told us today that we must have something to offer, must have something to give, so that we can through that receive the blessing you promise us. Father, we pray that you want to give us what to offer people. Lord, give us what to offer in Jesus' name. That which will bring us good money, Father, bestow upon us in Jesus' name. Some of us have gotten some things at hand. I pray that Father, the grace to nurture such things and make sure they really bring about the blessing you promise us, give unto each and every one in Jesus' name. Those who are there as crabby and looking towards what they could offer, give them the grace to be able to really pursue that and actually have something to offer through which your blessing will return to them in Jesus' name. Bless the source of this ministration the more, and may you continue to help us so that we will cooperate with the minister of the God, so that your word, your purpose shall be fulfilled in our lives in Jesus' name. Blessed be thy holy name. This new week, Lord, make it a week of blessing unto us. All we are laying hands upon to do, prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed.